Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, Elina Monfils or Svitolina?
Well, we're in attendance, so Svitolina.
Oh, really?
Yes. Why? Outside Monfils.
Okay. Where's your baby?
The baby is at home with a nanny of the mom and Gael's mom.
Oh, nice. So you get plenty of people to help you out, so you have a free mind for the tennis?
Yeah, exactly. Now, our parents are helping us a lot. The mom of Gael arrived from Martinique, and then it's the turn of my mom also to come. So, yeah, it's all big family and big help.
Okay. And you're not too tired to come here after keeping your baby, practicing, feeding? Do you have a free mind? And how's your body? How do you handle that?
Well, with lots of people around us, you know, I have a team at home for the baby and team for tennis as well. So they're helping us massively. And, you know, right now I try to focus on tennis. On the mindset on tennis right now, so I'll do my best, and then when I come back home, I'm just there as a mom.
Nice. I guess FaceTime helps a lot. Just before we talk about your tennis, how is it to live with Gael Monfils? Because I'm French, we all want to know. How is it in the everyday life?
he's great. He's really. Caring person, I would say, and makes everything possible for the great atmosphere at home, and I'm really thankful for him for that. And we are extremely happy to have our baby with us, and yes, just this time away from tennis really helped us to find a happiness, you know. Happiness at home, this is really important, I think, because not only have tennis, but outside of tennis, you also have something great.
So he does his vlog. Sometimes we see you cooking and we see your house. You don't mind just sharing and opening the door to like random people?
Well, this is the life. Anyway, you know, we are exposed to the media, and we are dealing with that. And you know, this is the part we want to share with people, with the fans, how it is to be a tennis player. So I think it's amazing that he has the blog, and he's doing great, I think, in this part. And yeah, I'm there sometimes maybe I don't want to be filmed, but it's okay.
Does he cook also sometimes, or it's only you?
No, it's my job, you know, to be cooking. I love to cook, so for me it's not a problem. Yeah, this is like this in our house.
Okay, nice, thanks for sharing. So I've seen you are a bit further than 1,000 in the ranking, 1,080 something. How is it mentally? You were number 3 in the world. How do you handle that?
It's fine for me. Now I know this is just for some time that my ranking is there, hopefully. But for me, it's important just to be 100% mentally, 100% physically. Then I give myself a good chance to compete well. So yeah, just each time that I step on the court, I give my best, and then the ranking will come with the time.
And do you work mentally with a coach, or you know yourself enough to know where to put the focus and, you know, work and stuff like that?
Time to time I work with psychologist. Also, it was really tough for me, and it is really tough for me right now with the war going on. I also, you know, after I've been in February in Ukraine, I had to really reset myself, because it was extremely tough after I came back. So yeah, time to time, you know, when I feel that I need help, I just work for some time, and then I let it go again to live on my terms.
So here we are in Saint-Malo. It's a quite nice area. I don't know if you know the city, but it's beautiful. Do you have any special memory that you spent here and maybe not in another city, because all the tournaments are almost the same? What makes it special for you here, if you have anything to share?
Yeah, actually, before I asked the wild card to play here, I looked on Google, you know, where is Saint-Malo?
Isn't it too far?
No, but I saw beautiful pictures, and that's why actually, you know, I was very happy when tournament came back with a good answer that I will have a wild card. I was happy to discover this new city. I haven't been in Brittany. So yeah, to be here, it's really nice. I see a lot of people here on the tribunes, so this is great, and hopefully I can play well this tournament.
So you were the one asking for the wild card?
Of course. Of course, because you know, at some tournaments they call you to say that if you want to be invited, but sometimes players they are requesting the wild cards because they want to go to this particular tournament this particular week, so that's how it works.
Okay, so last question. I know you gotta go practice. We are French media, as I told you, we like Gaël Monfils. How did he propose you?
Well, he was really nervous, and I thought there was something going on because he's very relaxed normally and very chilled person. So we went for a hike, which also was surprising because he never hikes. It was in the mountains, Swiss mountains, and you know, we were walking for 3 hours, which was another big surprise. So because he never walks or goes for a hike, or it's normally I do with my friends. And then just before we were actually about to go home, he just, you know, popped the question. It was simple as that, you know.
Like knees on the floor or easy stuff?
He told me they would never do that, but actually he did it. And yeah, it was a special moment for both of us. And yeah, it's just another great memory together.
Did you say yes right away, or you had to think?
Yes, I said straight away.
Come on. And last thing, the Instagram account that you have together, Gems, you don't post much anymore?
Well, we try to, but most of things going on our main page, and probably we need to work more on the Gems account because it got a lot of attention, and we just need to get back into it.
Thanks for your time. Wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alina.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.